Benny and Andy, 105.7 The Fan. We'll talk more about the rookie class of this year, since we're a week away from them actually reporting to camp. And then 2 weeks from today, the vets report. And then in 15 days, training camp 2025 starts, which is, it's a crazy scenario, which means the countdown begins to the kickoff of the upcoming year. The Orioles are back on the diamond tonight after sweeping the Braves. I wasn't here the last few days. I'm assuming everyone very excited about the Orioles, right?
Oh, yeah. Nolan was back on. Wow. Nolan was excited again.
We're still back. We were. Hey, when you get an off day like that, you're back. You get to enjoy it. The team can't bring your mood down. We got until 6:35 tonight. Keep enjoying it.
Can I make a public apology to Trevor Rogers, by the way? Trevor Rogers, this is Robert Leon Haney Jr., born and raised in Baltimore, Maryland, born at Church Home Hospital up there on Fayette and Broadway, no longer there, lived on Baltimore Street. I thought you sucked, and I thought you were like a one-year flash in the pan with the Marlins back in 2021, but as Ryan Ripken kept pointing out, look, you had a lat injury, like old Grayson's been dealing with. Once he gets healed, you know, and then we talk to people down on the farm. Well, he still sucks down in Norfolk. The velo's not there. The command's out of whack. Then he goes up to Fenway, has a great start against the Red Sox in the second game of that doubleheader, which the Orioles blew. And then he didn't get the win, or he was no decision, but the Orioles won that game. And since then, by the way, they're 23-15. He's been dominant, not just good.
Yeah.
Dominant. And on Sunday, the velocity's what, 95, 96 on a consistent basis? Like all pitchers, if he throws strikes, if he certainly sets up everything else that he's got going on, he's throwing with two catcher du jour because everyone's just flying or falling down by the wayside behind the dish. So Trevor Rogers, I'm sorry. I apologize for saying that you were not that good. Kyle Stowers did make the all-star team. Connor Norby gets regular bats for the Marlins, who, by the way, will be in town this weekend. But Trevor Rogers, man, you and Charlie Morton. Oh, my God, we wanted him gone.
Yeah.
We didn't think he'd be on the team heading into the all-star break. But yet here he is, one of the more solid contributors to an Orioles ball club that's still clanking around. But look, they're still 9 games under .500. They're still 7.5 out of the wild card. They're breathing now. Cleveland's next, by the way. But this homestand heading into the break, does it really tell a lot? I don't know. If they go 4-2, 5-1, then we're feeling good about ourselves heading into the break in Atlanta.